we're in it now.
Blog Talk Radio.
We got an audio. Yeah. All right, so we are live. It's about, what is today, the 5th of December, Christmas, just right around the corner, right?
Yeah.
That's right. So we are live on Blog Talk Radio. This is Proto the Centrist on Blog Talk Radio, Proto of All Trades on YouTube, and just Fernando on Facebook.
You know what else right around the corner?
What?
New Year's. For most people, for many people, it's a New Year's, not the Chinese, but the American and the Philippines New Year's. So you know what that means in America, right?
What is it? Why?
The new tax season.
New tax season. That's right.
Tax write-off.
That's right. Well, tonight is going to be a great night. I know, like, but in the couple episodes we had, we've been talking about trading, forex trading to be specific. And tonight is no different. So we're going to have Justin Carter on in a little bit. We're going to talk about, the in and outs of forex trading in general. You know, and also we got to learn how you can plug in if you are just a beginner. You know, if you heard about things about trading, just like I was, like we were, you know, it's like we heard that thing, hey, it's good to trade and everything, but we're so confused. You know, how does everything work?
Yeah, that's right. And then, like, you know, the thing is, like, I know that if you've been listening to all our shows, we tell this story about how we have been wanting to learn how to trade for a few years now. And so we met somebody that does trading. They do day trading. And we said, can you show us how? And he said, that's not for us.
He's yanking and chains. But anyway,
So now we're here to tell you that if you want to know how to trade, how to make money in trading in the stock market.
That's right.
Take a listen to this, and contact us for more information because we want to share this.
Yeah, we want to share.
We don't want to be like that person that said it's not for you.
Okay. Anyway, without further ado, I think 8208. Justin, are you there?
I am here. How
yes,
you doing?
You are welcome, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing good. I've been working on my plumbing all day, pulling toilets, and I'm ready to relax and talk some numbers.
that's what I see. I saw that on your Facebook post. You're looking for someone. What is that, like to do a septic problem or something like that? A septic?
Yeah, to get my septic tanks pumped. It's been a good time. A little crappy, but it's been fine.
That's a crappy work, you know. No pun intended. But anyway, we
got
you
throw
on.
A dad joke in.
Yeah, exactly. We got you on. I know that, Leroy, we had that a couple of weeks ago. And then Earl, the big guy. Earl, we had him last night.
Yeah.
You know, now we got you on this Saturday Night Fever talk. So we're gonna talk about, a lot of things when it comes to trading and Forex in particular, But I wanna start with you, man. I wanna talk about, I know that we met years ago, man. You got like two, you didn't have kids when we met.
No, none.
None. You had none. But now I know that you introduced Forex to me about two months ago.
That's
just
right.
Just merely 2 months ago. But let's talk about you, man. Describe yourself to the listeners.
Well, I guess the first thing, I'm 31 years old. I've been married for 5 years. I have two kids. I have always had a pretty good setup through life. I mean, I've worked hard to get to where I'm at in every single situation. That's just the way I do things. If I want something, I work for it, and I put my head down until I get it. And lately, it's just been a grind. I was doing really well in life before COVID came along. My wife had just went back to work. My second child had just been born, and things were going pretty smoothly. She picked up a pretty good job in customer service again in the RV industry, which is where we both make our living. And once COVID came around, she was pretty much forced to leave her job, and we had to figure out how to supplement her income as well. And then my hours started getting cut, and things started getting a little slimmer, and it wasn't looking so great. We were doing good, you know, because the person that I am is that we always drive. We push. We'll get through anything and everything as a family, and we always have. And, I mean, that's a little bit about me to start. I don't know how far you want me to go into myself. I mean, I could tell you stories for years.
Okay, you only have an hour, bud. All right. So, and then let's talk about how you got involved with the trading.
Of course. So right around March, I was approached by a good friend of mine, Jerry and Hamilton, we call him J-Rock. He first reached out to me and told me a little bit about trading. And I'd been kind of looking for a way to supplement my wife's income because we were kind of in a struggle point. We were getting pinched. And at the time it seemed like the $100 investment to start learning how to change my life was too much. And I knew that at that moment, if $100 is too much, that I needed to make a serious change. So I told J-Rock that I would get back with him in another week or two. And then another good friend of mine, Earl Wigfall, actually sent me the same opportunity. And I knew then and there that pretty much whatever Earl gets into, I know he succeeds at. And for me, it's always been follow the leader. If you see somebody who's successful, you follow that plan and you gain that success. And then you branch off onto your own after you hit it. And when Earl brought it to me, it just made sense. And my whole life, I've always been into patterns and just circling the same letters and different crosswords and doing just weird pattern-driven things as a kid. And it never seemed like the thing that could make me money until I got into Forex and I started understanding like the candlestick patterns and, you know, following price action. And it seemed like it was going to be too easy, which it's not. I mean, it definitely takes some work. It'll give you ups and downs, but man, it has been such a game changer and a motivator because it's given me life again. I mean, I'm studying, I'm learning consistently, I'm teaching consistently, I'm showing other people how to win the way I have been. And it just, man, like I said, it just made sense. So when Earl brought it to me, I was like, all right, this is it. It's time. So I hustled up, made my money, paid my money, got started. And it has just been an insane life ever since, I'm going to be honest. I mean, I'm not living the 6-7 figure lifestyle that I need to get to, but things are going pretty good.
Well, not yet, at least.
not yet. Oh, yeah, we will get there.
So,
that's good that you put in that, the story about how you're willing to work hard to get what you want, you know, and it just seemed like meant to be that first J-Rock approached you and then Earl approached you and then you're like, okay. And it was a good thing for you, it seems, too, that a little good timing that you had more time to study if you're not working as much. Even though
exactly.
I know that, you know, sometimes people are like they're really depressed or upset about this COVID and they're out of work and they're just like, watching Netflix or something, they don't know what to do. But
yeah.
It's so nice, you know, when someone approaches you with an opportunity to start something that can better your future. Because even if you love what you do, you know, it's nice to have a backup plan. Because who thought of like, you know, like you have this secure job, you think it's secure, and then COVID happened, and now it's not so secure, right? And then the rug is like pulled out from underneath you and you don't know what to do. So like, I hope, and I think this will be an eye opener for a lot of people that, you know, look into this trading or look into something to have that backup plan, you know, so that it, like I said, if you like what you do, but what about if you don't like what you do, wouldn't it be nice to be able to find something that works that can bring you out of that, you know, minimum wage job? You know, and be able to make more money being with your family, Right?
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more, honestly.
Yeah. So let's talk about the Forex. Now let's go with the naysayers. I know there's a lot of people out there that are so negative that they don't even want to hear it. They don't even want to hear the word Forex, you know, because it's so diluted and it's so there's a lot of people that that have actually, you know, done that. They probably tried it and they just turned around and said it did not work for them, you know, or mm-hmm. a lot of people that was mixed up with this scams and they dragged Forex with them, you know, so kind of a lot of people had this bad taste in their mouth, you know, and also there's companies out there like MLM companies are dragging Forex with them. So whenever they hear the word Forex, they think it's like this huge, you know, huge pyramid scheme or anything like that. So it's not even close, but let me your take on the, you know, the, what can you say about those, the naysayers out there?
Honestly, I would say, you know, if you think that Forex is a scam because a company brings together network marketing plus the Forex market, and the only reason that you think it's a scam is because of multi-level marketing, then you're missing out on a gold mine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is comparatively the Wall Street, like Wall Street and the stock market is comparative to like the Great Lakes, whereas Forex is literally the oceans of the world. I mean, we see $6 to $7 trillion traded daily. I mean, there's no reason that exactly. There's no reason every person in the country could not get into Forex. I mean, other than the fact that most people who are afraid of it or want to say it's a scam, they do so because they're afraid of the hard work. They're afraid to fail. And that's the worst way to go through life, because if you're afraid to fail, you're never going to learn anything. Nobody just comes out and succeeds right off the bat. There's nothing to gain from it. There's no nobility. I mean, if you don't struggle your way to the top, how do you really appreciate being there?
Right.
Right.
So, I mean, to the naysayers, I would say, you know, if you're so hell-bent on cursing Forex, I think that you should look deeper into why it is you don't like it, and maybe you'll find something that'll change your mind. I mean, it could be the fact that you can spend 5 minutes on your chart during the day and you can make $1,000, or you might make $5. I mean, the options are endless. The market gives you options all day long, but the longer you stand there and say it's a scam, I mean, the more time you're going to go without making money. And especially
yep.
in today's society with COVID shutting down jobs and people are losing their time, they're losing their money. I mean, even the people who love to go to work aren't getting to go to work because things are getting shut down and they're becoming
yep.
so complacent with unemployment that they're mm-hmm. not wanting to do anything for themselves. And I think that
right.
in a time like right now, if you can learn a skill to make money when there are no jobs, imagine what you can do when the world opens back up.
True.
True. Yeah.
True.
That's powerful.
That is true.
Yeah. So can you tell me more about the difference between the Forex and, you know, like stock markets like NASDAQ, SP 500? What are the differences between them?
Well, so within the Forex market, we deal with we deal with a lot of things. We deal with currencies, we deal with cryptocurrencies, we deal with indices, stocks, futures. I would say that the main difference between the ordinary or however you would like to say, like the,
mm-hmm.
the stock market and Forex, is that in the stock market is based on one economy. I mean, there are many companies inside
True.
The stock market
yep.
that might be from different nations and all kinds of different economies. But the Forex market deals solely in economy versus economy. And we literally go up to bat between one and the other. So if you get into a market and you think that the U.S. economy is going to do better than the European economy, I mean, we can benefit from just that alone. Whereas
right.
the stock market is a little more it's a little more personal. You have to get much deeper into companies. You have to get much deeper into their prices, their practices, where their companies are headed, what kind of market they're in. It's just a little bit different. It seems like Forex is such a big market that people get so afraid that there is so much more to learn. But really, it's not as diversified as you might think. I mean, it's easier to look at the U.S. economy as a whole and understand what's going on than it is for me, at least, to look at stocks and to be like, okay, where is this price going to go next based off so many different variables?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Forex market compared to the stock market, I guess, I've never really dabbled much in the stock market to be able to give you so much about it. I've done more into Forex than I have into any other money market or investment markets in my entire life. I mean, I've always wanted to learn Forex because I've heard about it, but
right.
I never got into stocks because I didn't like the idea of having to pay a full price for one stock versus where if you get into the Forex market, you can get in and buy partials and you can buy micro mini lots and you don't have to pay the full price and you can still make a lot of money within the same day. So the Forex can be a quick game, somewhat like the stock market and options trading. Sometimes it can be quicker, but it can also be a long game, but there's more money to it. So the stock market here in America, if America's economy goes down, Wall Street goes down, then the dollar goes down.
Yep.
But as Forex traders, if the U.S. economy goes down, we can benefit from that. We can literally make money on the downtrend of any economy in the entire world.
True.
And in the stock market, you don't necessarily have those options. I mean, from what I know, you can't buy into a currency with the intention of selling when it gets low. You know,
exactly.
Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah, that's a good point. And what I like about this is the education, and that I think so far my favorite part that I've seen is that you can get in and out within 15 minutes. And you can set amounts called a stop loss, saying like if you forgot to check the charts, you know, you don't want to stare at your phone or computer that whole time, like, or like even if you go longer than 15 minutes, if you said I didn't want to lose more than $40, you can put a stop loss saying like if it dips below 40, pull me out.
Yep.
We'll pull you out. And if you're like, okay, this is like how far I want to make money, like, then you can keep rising. One question I have though is like, why wouldn't you have like an endless ceiling for making money?
Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
So that's, I said, my favorite part is like,
well,
that you can have this.
Yeah.
Can,
the ceiling.
No,
she's talking about like the, you know, like the graphs that we do, but we'll get back to that later. Cause that's, I'm going to ask Justin about scrambling all my notes here. Since,
we don't have notes here. We're doing this as improv.
My note. I'm talking about like my mental notes. I have a mental note.
You're scribbling
so,
on his mental notepad.
Yeah, exactly. Mental note. No, I want to ask you about, because you know there's a lot of beginners out there. What steps they should take? You know, give me the tools that the beginners should use, as far as like, you know, I've heard like MetaTrader 4, trading views, anything like that. What, you know, let's pick your brain a little bit. How did you get started doing that? What tools did you use?
Okay. I would tell you that the first thing as a beginner that you would want to do, in my own personal opinion, before you do anything that has to do with this market, is to figure out why you want to get into this market. And the reason I say that is because some people could want to do this for a hobby, and they could just they could jog around from YouTube to Google or to someone else's opinion. But if you have a why, you know, if you have a really strong why about why it is you want to get into the Forex market and why you want to succeed and why you want to do different things with your life, I think that that's going to be the first step that I would say to take as a beginner. If you really want to learn, figure out why it is that you want to learn that.
Mm-hmm.
And then second, I would say to find a mentor or to find somebody close to you or somebody that you can at least reach out to that has experience with that market. That way, when you run into questions, if they're already experienced, you have someone that you can pick their brain. Somewhat similar to what we're doing right now, you know, but I would say to get a mentor, someone that can walk you through those steps, walk you through those loops, and make sure that everything goes in a smooth manner, whether you win or you lose, because that's what comes with the territory. Third, I would say that definitely TradingView. TradingView has been huge. TradingView is huge. For those of you who don't know, TradingView is what we use to mark up our charts. It's where we use to follow price action. I personally don't trade from TradingView. You have the option if you use a different broker. But go with TradingView. I use TradingView and MetaTrader 4. Now, I use MetaTrader 4.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
You got cut out. You got cut out the last. Yeah. What did you say?
I said I use MetaTrader 4.
Okay.
As another tool. the reason I like MetaTrader 4 is because you can mess with a lot of the different settings and such like that. Like, so I like to make my graphs all kinds of different colors. And on the MetaTrader on my phone, I like to have different zones set to know which one represents which time frame, trend lines, and stuff like that. So I like to use MetaTrader 4, and it syncs with our Hugo's Way Broker. So that is also another good tool. I would say probably above most all of those would be to have a good source of information and education towards learning that market. Because if you walk into it blind and you don't have a mentor and you don't have anyone to learn from and you don't really have any material to review, you're just going to kind of shoot in the dark and hope that you hit something.
Okay.
And not that you can't succeed that way, but I would say that wouldn't you rather – instead of starting from the bottom all by yourself and trying to dig your way out of a dark tunnel to the light, wouldn't you rather find somebody who's already dug themselves out of that hole and into the light to also show you the way to do it? So I would say that definitely some sort of an educational platform or mentors or somebody that you can study from would be one of the also greatest tools that you could have.
Right.
And
okay,
a laptop.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of the what is that? The educational platform. How is Tradera compared to any other platform out there?
You know, I think that Tradera is definitely a step above a lot of the other programs that I've seen. I haven't seen one yet that gives it the competition to where I would be afraid to stay with one company, because I truly believe that Tradera has every trader's success in mind with every move that they make as a company. When I first got in, there were a lot of PDF files, which is fine. It's a lot of text. And then they started converting things into videos. And then they started going from one live session a day to now three live sessions a day, which is for the London market, the New York market, and then for the Asian market. So we have live trade sessions at 3 a.m., 9 a.m., and 8 p.m. And those are all with master traders who are going to call trades with you, walk you through what's going to happen. Some of them even will start with personal development, which is amazing. That's actually the 3 a.m. session, which is, oddly enough, one of the times I probably wouldn't want to wake up to hear motivational speeches at 3 a.m. before I go to work. But it really will change it'll change your day for the better. I'll attest to that. But Tradera, anytime that another company comes out with some sort of a new platform or a new edition of something or some type of a perk, it's not long before Tradera is right behind them getting something bigger and better and always changing it. So I think that Tradera is a step above personally, because in my own opinion, I feel like they really place their students first. They want to make sure everyone succeeds. And I think that that's the biggest perk of this company that I've noticed.
Good to hear. And you mentioned about like mentors and all. I mean, I have a lot of mentors, but you, Earl, Leroy, my wife, you know, like it's not just one mentor, you know, it's just, you have multiple mentors. Now the group that we belong to is called the Baggage Claim. You know, if you're around the South Bend, Indiana or, Chicagoland, and you want to plug in with us, if you want to plug in with Tradera, there's, you know, I'm going to put a link on the descriptions in here a little bit later on. But if you want to plug in with us, there's a group actually that's going to be, it's called Baggage Claim. We claim bags, you know, every day. That's what we do.
Money bags.
Money bags.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
That's what we do. Money bags. So, I mean, like I said, if people out there, you know, around that area, you want to plug in, you know, there's going to be one, like a live session, in South Bend, Indiana coming up on December 20th.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, lead by Justin and also Earl. You know, there's I think there's a link for Eventbrite there, correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Yeah. Maybe I should put that on the link on the description too. So maybe they can plug in. And with that, can you talk more about the, you know, how good of us like as a group, you know, or having a group like we have now, you know, how essential that is to like for an individual trader just like myself and Dawn to be able to like reach the goal, you know, or short or long term goal. You know, can you tell me more about that and how essential that is to have a group?
Well, absolutely, because for me, it's been a huge motivator. I've done quite a few things in life, and I've noticed that there's one thing that I've learned. It's an African proverb. I learned it a few years ago, and it's, if you want to go fast, go alone, but if you want to go far, go together. So
true.
For me, right. That tells me that you can do many things on your own. You can do all sorts of things on your own, and that's fine. That's fine to do things on your own. But there are moments when you, as a solo person, you become discouraged, or you hit road bumps, or you get caught up, or you lose sight of your goal, or you lose sight of your end game. And one of the things that's most beneficial about the Baggage Claim group is that every single person in that group, whether they're new or they're veterans, they are all motivators. We're all leading by example. So we're literally creating leaders every single day in that group. And the reason that that's so important is because when you teach a person how to eat on their own, they're going to eat on their own the rest of their life. They're not going to depend on anybody else to feed them, because they're going to learn how to do it on their own. So in turn, they're going to want to teach others. And so all we're doing is just literally making copies and copies and copies of all of us leaders and passing it down. And I think that the reason that that's most beneficial is because from one success to another, we're literally locking arms with each other and making sure that we succeed and hit that goal no matter what as a team. And I think that that's one of the most beneficial parts of being on a team, is that everybody holds everybody accountable. When you're on your own, you know, some days you might not do it. Some day you might go, okay, well, I'm tired today. I'll just do it tomorrow. But if you have that team that's there every single day saying, no, let's get it done every single day, no excuses, you have that push, you have that drive. And that gives you one more day that you were going to put off into your mind. That's one more day of education, one more day of learning. And that might have been the one day that you needed to get that click moment to where you start really making money and things start mm-hmm. making sense.
Yeah. Right. That's right. Because, like, sometimes, like, when you just don't feel like doing it, there's something holding you back that might even see that you're about to succeed. So it's just, like, trying yep. to weigh you down. So you got to push through that and don't give into those feeling about not today, I'll do it another time, because, you know, sometimes tomorrow never comes, right? Whether it's like,
exactly,
you know,
right.
So, and, you know, why not do it now? Like, especially like you have that time, if you're not working, why not invest in yourself? Why not invest in an education? I mean, not YouTube, but Netflix, they're not going to pay you to watch all their movies, you know? I mean, why
That's
not take
right.
an hour and do your education and then be like, okay, my reward is to watch a movie, you know, if you want to watch a movie.
Yeah,
That's right.
It's not like you're going to drop, you know, or eliminate watching movies all in one time. You just got to break it down, you know, maybe like 30 minutes to learn something,
mm-hmm.
you know. With Tradera, you can learn 30 minutes in the morning and 30 minutes at night. So it's like, that's like an hour a
exactly.
day. I mean, what is an hour? Like, I mean, sometimes I watch YouTube videos for like 25 minutes
yeah.
nonstop.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah. You can get caught up real quick.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, why not invest some time into like something that it will pay you like
yeah.
down the road, like long term or, you know, short term for that.
Right.
I mean,
and I have something quick to say too, like, think about those people that have kids or people that look up to them, even if they don't have kids. What are you teaching your kids if, like, you're not willing to do the work? And, like, don't you want to be able to figure out what works, that they can make money, that they don't have to work a minimum wage job? I mean, I'm not saying it's bad to do that if they want to really be a barista or they want to work at, like, McDonald's. But, I mean, what about – what did you want better things for your kids if possible, you know? So why not invest, like – so actually, like – if your kids are young, or even if they're like, you know, maybe around 20 years old, you doing that education and you guiding them, if your kid's willing to listen to you, why not do it for you and your whole family, not just for financial, but also for the education wise.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So let's talk money. I know there's a lot of beginners out there, and, you know, they don't know where to start when it comes to money. How much do they need to put in? You know, are they going to lose money? How much are they going to put? What, like, for a beginner, what would you recommend, you know, how much or how much do you think they should put in if they want to jump into that?
Well, I'm gonna use an analogy that's not necessarily, like, accepted so much. in our group, because we really don't like to say that anything about Forex is like the casino, but in the sense of the same way you would go to the casino and the same way you would start Forex, is I wouldn't put any amount of money into Forex that you're not already willing to lose.
Yeah.
Same way, like when you go to the casino, you know, if you're like, okay, I'm taking 50 to the casino, leave my debit card in the car, only the $50 cash. Same thing for Forex, because you can start an account with as little as $50, and it might take you time to grow it. But if that's what you have that you're willing to either risk or gain money from, then that's what you should start with.
Yeah.
That's least how I would view it. You know, you don't want to overstretch yourself and put 500 in when that was half your mortgage, and then now you're strapped and you just started and you lose it all.
Yeah.
Because you're going to take a loss in this industry no matter who you are. That's just something you have to accept from the beginning. So that's why if you use that mindset that you're not going to invest anything more than what you're willing and okay financially to lose, then I think that that's a solid start. And I started with $150,
okay,
and I lost it all, and then I did it again, and then I started building it. But it just depends on how much you're willing and able to actually spend. If you lose it, you know, as long as it's not going to throw you for a loop or put you behind on bills, then that's what I would say to do, because the majority of people that we're trying to reach out to are the people that don't necessarily have $400 or $500 to just be able to lose, because those are the people that need it most. I mean, this market is so big, and it's so interestingly, like, it literally blows my mind all the time, because I talk about it all the time, because there's just so many benefits to this market. You can be anybody and win in the Forex market. As long as you have a team, mentors, and you are dedicated and consistent, there's no reason that you won't win in this business. I honestly do think that about everybody. And some people aren't meant for it, and that's fine. But that brings me back to the team mentality. You know, as long as you're willing to plug in and be consistent, there are people to keep you going every single day. But sorry, I could spin off on this stuff all day. I love it. I love everything about the market.
Yeah, just like Earl saying on the live on Facebook Live, and say you're dropping golden nuggets, bro. You're dropping golden nuggets.
Gold member in the house. That's right.
That's right. Now this is why it's so cool about this. You know, like the MetaTrader 4 is because you can create a demo account. You know what I mean? You don't have to lose money. You can create a demo account and play around with it. I mean, I have like, what is that, $100,000 on demo account? I mean, I
yeah,
don't know,
it's easy to start with six figures.
Yeah, a demo account. So, but it's from the live feed of you know, of the Forex games, the stocks. You know, it's like, you know, what's so cool about it is like I learned from that mistake. You know what I mean? Then I can go back and redraw my chart. You know, and look it up and learn from mentor like you guys. What's so cool about the group that we have is we have a Facebook chat, right? And you guys put out information out there for us to learn, you know, to become comfortable with that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and then a demo account on MetaTrader, it goes along with it, you know? And I played around with Tradera also. It's like I really like is the trade alerts. You know, I get trade alerts. You know, sometimes they send me, you know, information and says, you know, the Tradera team is bidding on this pair, which is like the money, you know, the currency, and it tells you, you know, how much or the number, what's the number, you know, you should be on a stop and loss, you know, everything like that. All you have to do is copy that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it signals. You know, and you will make money. I mean, $30, $40. I've seen you guys, you know, make like, you know, $25, $30, you know, $800 even, you know, like per day. I mean, if I can make $500 per day, that is, I mean, that's more
than
huge.
Enough. That'd
be huge. That's a game changer, you know?
Yeah, that's like $10,000 a month if you only did it 20 days a week.
And this is what's so cool about the, you know, training us. Can you talk, Justin? Can you talk about more about when it comes to emotion? Because I know I get some when I look at the, you know, the pip or the, you know, the candlestick, what they call, you know, it goes up and down. Yeah, and it goes dip and it goes up. I mean, I go through emotion myself. You know, it's like an emotional roller coaster. Can you talk about more how we should learn how to control emotion when it comes to stocks?
Yep, absolutely. And that is another place that your demo account really comes into play. I know that at first, personally, I treated the demo account as like a fun casino. You know, I would trade huge lot sizes. I would close them super fast. And it wasn't as beneficial as it was fun, but it still teaches you, you know, the way you need to move. And honestly, with emotion, it can lead to so many different things. For me, honestly, I think that getting a grasp on your emotions as a trader starts with your confidence and your knowledge through the education and through the material and through the ins and outs of Forex. And honestly, I feel that the more educated you are, you have to take pride in that and you have to feel confident in that, because what's going to happen is, even if you go through your entire education and you have a mentor and you have somebody that's helping you and you're taking the Tradera call trade signals and you're winning on that, the thing that I see very, very often, and I did it myself, is that you would go through all of your material. You know, you would go through your charts, you'd look for all your signs, you'd see what trend you're in, and you come to a decision. You see that you have confluence, you have so many indicators that it's going to head in one certain direction. And so often what happens is people will get to the point where they're ready to make a decision, and they'll make that decision and enter the trade, and then somehow they will convince themselves that they were wrong, and they pull out. And so here's what I would say for the easiest way to get over your emotions is that the second you enter that trade, commit to that trade. Because if there's one person in this world that you have to be able to trust to make a decision for your life and for your money, it has to be you first, above all else.
Yeah.
So what happens is that people don't have as much confidence as they think they do when they start putting their actual money on the line, even if they've gone 1,000 for 1,000 of positive blue number trades in their demo account. The second you go live, it feels different because it's your actual money. And then you start to second guess yourself. So I would say the best way to get over emotion would be to just keep doing it. Every time you lose, get comfortable with it. Figure out why you lost. Sometimes you have to understand that things just happen in the market. And when you come to the expectation of knowing that it's either going to go this way or this way, and it's going to be that way every single time, the more you grow comfortable in those variables, the easier it's going to be to control your emotions, and the easier it's going to be to enter a trade and to let it go all the way to your take profit. Because your stop loss is meant to keep you in the trade. It's not meant to take you out if it goes wrong, because you don't want to be depending on yourself to go wrong. So you mainly want to focus on your take profits and staying committed. And I think that's where the demo mode comes into play, is that you start to bid in the same lot sizes that you would use personally with your own money, and then it becomes a little more challenging. And then you learn that the longer you actually hold the trades you call, and the more often that you actually let all of your own calls go through till the end, the easier it's going to be more confident and to start making more money and actually watching those numbers go up and down. Because when you set a stop loss and price goes all the way down to your stop loss and it hovers one pip above it, most of the time what you're going to see is somebody is going to close that trade because they don't want it to hit their stop loss. But then in the next 5 minutes, it's gone right back up and it never even hit where you would have hit your stop loss, and then it goes all the way to your take profit. So
yeah.
I would say that if you're having trouble emotionally staying committed and not being able to stick with your trades and pulling out before it even gets anywhere, I would say to start with personal development and start into mental confidence and start into actually getting into self-discipline and start building your mind to where it needs to be. Because if your mind isn't ready for trading, you're not going to succeed at trading. So this is where mentors and your team come into play. You need someone else who's gone through those struggles and understands how to overcome that. And you literally just sponge off that person's knowledge. And people are going to help each other in our group. We all help each other with those emotions and overcoming those early exits, because you shouldn't have to exit a trade unless you literally get a candlestick pattern that shows you a reversal and it's going to be big, or you make a mistake. So I know that I spun off a little bit. I hope that I was still on task and answered your question there.
That's fine. You answered a question and you learned something.
Yeah,
but
that's good. Now, for those people that want to know, why would you set a ceiling for, like, to cap how much you'll make that will pull you out once you made, automatically will pull you out once you made what you set it at? Why would people not want an
unlimited
ceiling?
Now this is something that I went through with my first demo account with Gold. The thing is that you can't always expect price to keep going, unless apparently it's Bitcoin over the last month, because that went from 13,000 all the way to 19,000, and there's no zones, there's no history, like that would be different. I think that all depends on your style of, like, as a trader. Me personally, I'm a scalper, so I like to be in and out within an hour on every single trade. But if it's not hit where I want it to be, I will let it go.
Okay.
Excuse me. Sorry, I lost track for just a second there. I think that honestly, though, seriously, the thing about setting a take profit is that you don't want to get greedy. Because just like what I mentioned earlier, when price comes down and hovers just above your stop loss, it can do that to your take profit too, to where it'll get one or two pips away from your take profit and then fully reverse and hit your stop loss. So without limits on your take profits and your stop losses, things are just going to be chaos. So like if you entered a trade with no take profit and you were waiting for it to hit a certain number, and let's say you walk out to the living room to show your wife how much money you made, and by the time you walk from that living room back to your bedroom, you didn't set your take profit and you hit a trend line that you didn't have marked into your chart and it flips and reverses. Well, you just lost your profit because you didn't set that take profit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that is, go ahead. Sorry.
No, that's, I'm sorry. I'm just making a side comment. Go ahead and continue on.
No, you're good. Yeah. I think that setting take profits is important because you have to remember that the market does go up and down. And you have to be able to account for when it's going to come back down. You don't want to set your take profit and then lose every single time because your take profit is at a huge, huge gain that you're not predicted to hit. So I would say that having no ceiling on it, I mean, you could still benefit from it if you're in the right market situation. But I think that you have to also you have to be very attentive. If you're not going to use take profits or stop losses, then you're literally scalping from price point to price point, and that involves a lot of attention. So I think, again, it just depends on what kind of trader you are, but I wouldn't ever suggest to enter a trade without having any sort of a reasonable, historically proven limit of where it needs to be able to take your profit out.
That's right, man. So this is goes out for the ladies out there. I know you guys are all emotional, so
they'll probably, because like if you take it, you also have to check your emotions probably, because like say you set your take profit at, I don't know, like let's just throw a random number, $30, right? And then you're like, what? I could have made $50. Let me get back in. Then like you have to check your emotions and see if you want to, what would you have to pay, like $30 to get back in? And then you have to like check your emotions, say, nope, I'll walk away with $30, or if you're going to, like, you know, back in.
Right, that's goes with what he's saying, is, you know, don't be greedy.
Yeah.
If you got $30, it's like, you already hit that profit.
Yeah.
You know, take it.
That's right.
You know,
don't be greedy.
Then,
that's the bottom line. Cause like when,
don't look at it. Don't go back in there.
Because when you're investing, I think that's a reminder too. Don't invest more than you're willing to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not necessarily like going to gambling, like to a casino, but yet it's investing. So like, you know, that's like, you notice that people that do go to a casino, they made $5,000 and then they're like, oh, let me try for $10,000, and then they lost everything.
Exactly.
You know?
Right.
So like, you know, so that's a good point. So the points are, don't be greedy, and don't invest more than you're willing to lose, and check your emotions.
And get those demos.
Yes, and have a trading plan. Have a trade plan for yourself. Pick which market you're going to trade in. Pick which pairs you're going to trade in. and stick to those pairs. And for me personally, what has helped me the most is I stopped looking at each trade for how much money I could make, and I started using it just to count pips. So I want to hit at least 20 pips on every single trade. If 20 pips is my first take profit, if I get up to 19 or 18 pips and it's tracking and it's moving kind of fast, I might open that up and scale it out a little bit and move it forward. But if you just have 20 pips and dip, it's a strategy that we used earlier in a different group through Tradera. And basically it was just, you only shoot for 20 pips. It doesn't matter what trade, how big it's going to go, whatever the options are, 20 pips. And for every time you hit those 20 pips, you can increase your lot size, but you're still only shooting for 20 pips. Because
okay.
It's a relatively small movement, but you just keep increasing your lot size. That way you're always chasing that same move, and the way that you're making money is by moving your lot size up accordingly to your account. Because textbook says you only really want to put 1% of your trade account on each trade. You only want to risk 1% at a time. That way, if you lose it, you only lose 1%. But if you gain and you gain 10%, but you still only put that 1% on the table, that's a 10-to-1 win. Those are the kind of shots that we want to go for. But even mm-hmm. even like I said, with just that 20 pips and dip, I mean, it's small, it's tight, it's clean, and it's quick. Because generally in the Forex market, 20 pips are easy to grab. But that brings me to my next point, or my last point, what I was saying about don't be greedy. You have to stick to your trade plan. If your trade plan is 100 pips a day, once you hit that 100 pips, walk out. Because your next trade, you might lose 50, you might lose 20. It's just you have to have structure to everything you do, because if you're not structured and you just go in guns banging and you think that you're just going to start winning because you're a great price action trader, it's not going to work. You have to have a plan.
Just like the old song was like, the gambler, got to learn how to fold them, when to fold them.
That's a true story. I lost $375 on NASDAQ. No, on US 30 one time. And it was because I didn't set a stop loss and I looked away for 5 minutes. And it dipped down and it just closed me right out. That's how I blew. I blew my first account like that.
Wow.
That's a rookie
mistake. And that's another thing though too. You don't want to go diving right into the big money markets and indices and futures as a beginner trader. You want to start with currency pairs. Because when you get into indices, you're no longer moving in pips, you're moving in whole points. So the winnings go up faster, but when you lose, it goes way faster than when you win.
All right. Okay. So what are your three? Give me three favorite pairs for the four.
XAU USD. So gold US dollar is my very first pair. That was my demo pair. That might have been my live account pair. It's my favorite pair to trade.
So that's gold.
So gold, and then NZD USD, the New Zealand dollar US dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that was one of my first pairs is because it's one of the slowest moving currency pairs. So it's the best pair to learn on, and you can still make money. Every currency pair, every indice, every future, they all have opportunities to make money. So NZD USD is number two. And then my third, which I've been making my new baby, is NASDAQ 100.
Okay.
And the reason I stick with NASDAQ is because it's also measurable like gold. It depends on where the stock market's going. And if NASDAQ's going up, gold's going down. If gold's going up, NASDAQ's going down. So I like to have pairs that directly correlate to each other as well.
Okay.
Yeah, wife's taking the notes over here. She's taking notes.
That's good, because for any actually Frodo the Centrist, he was also known as Fernando.
Okay, go ahead.
Or Frodo.
Is that your name, Fernando?
Yep. Fernando.
So he's been talking about in the last couple of years that he wants to invest in gold, and even this year with the coronavirus, he's like, I think we should invest in gold. And I was like, okay, where do we start? Well, here you guys go. If you want to learn how to invest in gold
right.
through Tradera, you know, in the Forex market. So I think that Earl mentioned it yesterday, and that's the first time I heard about it. I was like, "Why we can trade in gold?" Just like you know, Fano's been wanting to do. So I think this is like really good. It's worth the, you know, when you get into this Tradera, there's like a $99 education fee a month, you know, and when you get more people to join you, then there's incentive for you too. But I mean, it's worth it because think about how many people go to college and then they can't, they get out with debt, but they can't find a job, you know? So like, I mean, this is like an education that's a reasonable price actually, when you really compare it to like how much you can make, you know, because mm-hmm. I think personally, I would rather do this type of education paying for it than paying $100,000 to go to college. And it's still a gamble. Not gamble or whatever, but you don't have a guarantee of getting a job unless you're in certain industries or certain colleges. Like, you know, like when you're in the military college going for to be an officer, most likely if you pass the training, you're going to become an officer, but it's a rare thing nowadays.
So give me your prediction, man. I know that 2020 is about to expire here in about 25 days. But
26 days.
26 days. Oh, yeah, it's the 5th. Okay. 26. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, so in 2021, man, where do you think in general, like the stock market, especially here in the United States, give me your prediction here in the United States and also, you know, in the Forex market.
Oh, man. There's a lot of things going on in the world right now. I would say that I think 2021 is definitely – there's going to be some pretty big changes for gold coming up pretty soon. I don't know if a lot of people know about it, but a lot of scientists and chemists have been working together, and they're actually learning different ways to create gold through chemical reactions. So gold as a precious metal that's been mined – yeah, exactly – So gold, solid material, precious metal, gold is going to start to lose its value pretty soon. And we don't know how soon it's going to be, but one day there's going to be a day where the gold market might not be as lucrative as it was in September or, or like pretty much this entire year.
So they're making, I mean, literally, they're going to be like a replica or, I mean, you can call it fake gold.
Exactly.
Probably. Chinese gold.
Synthetic gold. There you go. Synthetic gold.
Synthetic gold. There you go.
I know in China, man, they replicate, I mean, almost everything. I mean, I've seen them, like, on YouTube. They're making, like, what is that? Vegetables, like cabbage.
Oh, maybe it's GMO gold.
GMO.
I mean, it could be. It could be. They're really very innovative over there. I mean, they make jewelry out of the carbon, out of the carbon monoxide and such that they pull from the air, and they clean with their filters. They literally mold it and they make it into objects so that you can use in everyday life. And that's how they take care of their pollution and recycling.
Amazing.
Wow.
Now they're going to be creating some gold thing. It's going to be a fake gold. I mean, I don't think you're going to be able to tell the difference if that's the case. You know,
you probably won't. And that's one thing that is probably going to put a lot of people out is people who have been buying gold bars for the last 15 or 20 years. And one day they'll become a day where they literally make a gold bar in a lab. And then your gold bar that you paid $2,000 for loses its whole value.
Wow. Yeah. Especially if it comes from China. They'll mm-hmm. probably put it out for a dollar.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Based on
so,
the gold they do.
Yeah.
But back to my prediction, I guess, as far as next year, I think the Forex market is just going to continue to grow. I think crypto is definitely making its own path through the world, and I've been looking more into it. I mean, there's some analysts on FX Street that have Bitcoin going up as high as $300,000 a coin by the end of next year.
Wow.
So,
wow.
I mean, the predictions are endless. There are just so many variables. I mean, if there's another cosmic year like this year, next year, I mean, there's no telling what could happen. But I know that no matter what, us as Forex traders, we're going to get paid off of it.
Yeah. We just have to follow the market and see if we're going to be able to benefit from that imitation gold.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure that there will be a market for it.
Yeah.
Also, I just wanted to plug in about Tradera. One of the things that you actually hit a pretty solid mark on me with was that I went to college for automotive repair and to be a dealership mechanic. And I spent $25,000 to be a mechanic, and now I paint RVs. And
wow.
I got to tell you, I mean, I brought a couple guys with me down there to college, and I got nothing from that college for going there, for bringing someone with me. But in Tradera, if you bring three people to Tradera school with you, your education is now free as long as they remain a student in that class.
Wow.
And to go even further, if you bring 10 students with you, Tradera is going to give you $500 a month for just those students. I don't know any other college in the country that says, hey, if you bring another student with you, we're going to pay you for them. They're
right.
going to go, okay, cool, great. Get in here and sit down and shut up.
Yeah. You'll be like, come on, don't you want to join me? I mean, like, I just hope that, you know, Fernando and I were able to get people to join us in this education, you know, I don't know if you call it a trip or what, but, you know,
oh, it
like
is. It is.
Call it, you know, like, you know, an educational journey. We'll call it a journey because, like, you keep on learning and, you know, you don't, I mean, because things are changing in the stock market, you want to keep on learning. You want to keep on following
That's
the
right.
trend and
mm-hmm.
what's going on. So I hope that we're able to find, you know, people that also want to join us in our journey of this, you know, because if they join us in a journey, that means they're going to join, they're going to be part of, you know, Justin and Earl's journey too, and possibly even J-Rock's, you know, because like, aren't we all working together?
That's right. That's right.
That's right.
And if we're not, we should be.
Yeah.
We definitely
exactly.
should be.
That's what I like. I like when what I like is when there's like, first of all, you know, that like earning what you mentioned, like a $500 a month, that's not particularly what interested Fernando and me, but what interested us more is like the education. But you know, when we're making money and if people want to learn how to make money or like if they want to like get started, they can let us know because like we want to work with people. We want to help people to achieve their dreams, you know, and like, you know, their good dreams, not the nightmare.
No, that's right. That's absolutely right.
You
and
know,
that's the
so,
sort of thing that we advertise for is we want people who are hungry. I mean, if you want to make money but you don't want to work for it, we don't want you on our team. You know, I mean, hard work is what creates success. If you're not willing to work hard, you're not going to get it.
That's true.
Go
ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, if you're not willing to work hard for it, you're not going to get it. I mean, we're all about helping each other. You know, we want to create change in our community because literally I've personally had three friends of mine pass away within the last month. And it just brings up the thought that life is too short. You know,
mm-hmm.
if someone tries to tell me that they don't have enough time to learn this, it's like it's like Earl was saying in one of our classes recently. If you tell me you don't have enough time to learn this, I want you to pull up your settings and show me your screen time and show me how much time you spend on Facebook. Show me how much time you spend on Instagram and YouTube. If you're
mm-hmm.
telling me you can't spare time from there to give an hour a day to an education that will change your life, I think that you're lying.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's a good point. That is a good point about pull up your screen time and see where you can trim back. Because like this, like what you said, you spent like so much money to become a mechanic, and then now you're not even doing that.
Just like me.
Personal experience, why we're not very big fans of college is because Fernando
yep.
actually holds 2 degrees, and the job that he does now,
it's
he
not
doesn't.
Even close to that.
He doesn't even use his degrees.
Right.
So it's like, you know, unless you really need to go to college for your, you know, if you want to be a doctor or a lawyer, I mean,
That's
I
right.
don't, I don't, I think like that there's, your money can be spent better elsewhere.
And there's a lot of people out there, you know, they're scared. Just like you said earlier, that they're scared to fail. And, you know,
yeah.
but what I tell them though, is like, if you have the blueprint of something that is tied to like, you know, to gain your success, even in the short or long term, wouldn't you do it? I mean,
right,
I mean, if
right.
it's presented to you right in front of you, I don't know why would you not do it?
Even if you have to invest 2 to 3 years to, you know, get good at something. I mean, education in college takes
right.
more time than that.
And because a lot of people have been told no all the time, to be
mm-hmm.
conditioned.
That's
to say,
right.
You know, tell
That's
no,
right.
to, you know, and everything like that. So it's,
yeah.
It takes practice.
And I think that's what happens to most people, is that they go through life and they get that ingrained belief that they have to go to college. It has to take 40 years. It has to take 50 years. So when they see something like this and they're taught that everything that isn't the institutional way is a scam or a fraud, then they lose their sense of curiosity to take that risk.
Yeah.
And they don't understand that if you don't take a risk in life, you're not going to get anything.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you don't try anything, and nothing will change. Everything stays the same.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And some people are comfortable with that no change vibe. But if you're ready to grow and you're ready to change, do something hard.
Right.
You know, try something that's hard. Forex is hard. I can guarantee you that. But what's harder is going to work every day and doing the same thing and expecting something different to happen.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep. So. Well, anyway, dude, we're going for a landing right now, so we finished our podcast. Man, that time flew pretty quick,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
You were having
fun.
Yeah,
man, that was awesome. I had a lot of fun, man.
All right, we'll do this again, man. We'll do this again, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. But once again, this is Frodo the Centrist. I am Frodo the Centrist from Blog Talk Radio. This is Lady D. We had Justin Carter on today. We talked about, you know, Forex and trading in general. So we'll give you a last word, Justin.
Oh, man. Feel free to add me on Facebook, Justin Carter. I do have an Instagram handle, but I can't tell you what it is. It's old. I'm just now starting to use it. But, man, I really appreciate your time. I hope that all the listeners took something from this today, because that was definitely what I was after. I appreciate getting to come on the show. It was a lot of fun, man. Good to catch up. Good to talk to you guys. I hope that you have a good night.
All right, then.
Thanks.
Cool. Thanks. Well, good night, everybody. This is Frodo the Centrist. We'll see you next time. Once again, here on Blog Talk Radio, and those people on YouTube Live, we'll see you later. And those people on Facebook Live, we'll see you later. Later.